Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on Auto Trader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on Auto Trader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Congratulations. This is when the show gets started. Every single weekday. 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm being joined by super producer and host. He's in New York City. His name is Ryan Hickey. And more importantly, we're being joined by you, because if you're not here, there is no show. Thank you to everybody tuned in coast to coast, all my friends in Canada, people listening overseas, and people doing things they got no business doing. I love you, too. We got a lot to get into, a lot of American things to get into. Team USA basketball gave everybody a heart attack today against Serbia. Noah Lyles, he did not win gold in the 200-meter race. He had a little bit of a sickness. I will explain. The White Sox got rid of their manager. NFL preseason. Yeah, we had the Hall of Fame game last week. We got more action today. Got a little bit more insight as to how the NBA on TNT will continue on. Nick Foles decided to call it a career. NFL has its power rankings out. It's just a lot for us to get into. There's so much. What a day, what a day, what a day. We've been talking about everything from quarterbacks to wide receivers, Team USA. It's been a hell of a day. There's nothing like an Olympic year, right? It keeps things busy, keeps everybody on their toes. Here's the deal. If you want to participate in the show, it's simple. Phone number is as follows. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. You can find me online. I'm everywhere at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief everywhere on social media. Thank you to you for listening on the free Odyssey app, your local affiliate, SiriusXM 158, and a smart speaker if you have one. So much to talk about. But before I talk about anything, Hickey, how are you on this beautiful Thursday?
Out of breath, man. These last few hours watching the Olympics have been exhausting. Hoping to root on Noah Lyles, see him complete the double and win the 200. Really no chance to. And then you see Team USA making it way closer than it should have been against Serbia. Down by 13 in the fourth quarter. Thought for sure they were going to lose. It was a pretty stressful, say, last 2 hours or so.
Yeah, it was pretty wild to watch. Are you shocked at what Serbia did? I'm not surprised. Even them being 17-point underdogs, there's something in the back of your head going, like, we've seen Nikola Jokic play. Like, we've seen what this guy did. And so, ultimately, if you did not see the game, Team USA barely got by the skin of their teeth. They beat Serbia 95-91, and they had to do it in comeback fashion. And so as a result, Team USA basketball is going to play France in the gold medal game this upcoming Saturday. And so make sure you tune in. There's no more basketball after Saturday. Team USA will either win the gold medal or they'll win the silver medal. And we all know nobody here on this side of the country, unless you're not rooting for America, that's your business, nobody wants to see them walk away with the silver. And as Hickey said, they gave everybody a heart attack today. Team USA was down at halftime to Serbia, getting smacked around at halftime, 54-43. Steph Curry finished the game with a game-high 36 points. Steph Curry had 20 points at the half. He came out like a man on fire to begin the game, and then Serbia ran away with it. And it wasn't until the fourth quarter where Team USA really went on a run. LeBron James got busy. Joel Embiid got busy. Kevin Durant hit a big shot. Steph Curry, big layup. And LeBron James, big layup at the end of the game. And ultimately, Serbia, they ran out of gas, for lack of a better term. They got gassed. A matter of fact, I want you to take a listen. This is Steph Curry hitting a go-ahead three. Team USA got a big defensive stop. LeBron James went the other way for a layup. And ultimately, it gave USA a nice cushion in the time being, 89-86. This is courtesy of NBC.
Oh. Curry for the lead. Oh, kaboom! 32 for Steph Curry. U.S. up one. Micic can't respond. James, the rebound. Looking to run. Booker and Durant with him. James. Oh! LeBron! America put the country on his back.
Oh my goodness. Hickey, are they selling Le Captain America shirts? He said that about four or five times during the broadcast. I'm like, here we go. Le Captain America. Oh my God.
I'm shocked LeBron hasn't trademarked it already.
You sure he hasn't? You know that for sure?
You know, I don't. Noah may be paying some money after that one.
And Rich Paul has already got that. Le Captain America. LeBron James finished with 16 points. I told you about the 36 that Curry had. Kevin Durant with 9 points off the bench. And Joel Embiid, he showed up today. I mean, he had a big old dunk as well, and he actually looked interested in the game. Joel Embiid finished with 19 points. Hey, let's take a listen to the final call on NBC.
Micic, 6 seconds left. Micic's going to have to hurry. Bogdanovic puts it up. Short. And the United States, trailing by as many as 17, back from underneath the grave, advance to the gold medal game.
Yeah, that's all anybody expected. That's all anybody wants to see. And let's be happy that Team USA won this afternoon. Let's be happy about that. Because if they didn't, oh my God, they would have been ripped to shreds. I would have had no choice but to rip them to shreds. I'd be sitting here telling you about, yeah, we all know about how the rest of the world has caught up and Nikola Jokic just owns everything about the NBA. It would have been a disaster. I told you about LeBron James and his 16 points. The man also had 10 assists. He had 12 rebounds. And I guess that's why he continually called him Le Captain America. This is what LeBron James had to say on NBC about that fourth quarter comeback and why it took place.
Got to get it the hard way. You know, we was preaching that the whole fourth quarter, beating the team three times. In the last 3 weeks, we knew it was going to be difficult. We know Serbia was going to give us everything they had. Kudos to Serbia, but we came through. Chef Curry, with a bitch of Chef Curry game. Joel was big time for us, and we needed it. We needed it.
We'll get into Curry in a second. Speaking of, triple-doubles, Jokic, he didn't have a triple-double. We know he's missed a triple-double now. 17 points, 11 assists, 5 rebounds. Bogdanovic from the Atlanta Hawks had 20 points. He had a lot of taunts as well to Carmelo Anthony. Don't taunt anybody unless it's like the end. Like, talk trash afterwards. So I guess You show a little bit more if you talk trash while it's going on. I think that's what Michael Jordan says he appreciates. But why is Bogdanovic, he was talking trash to Carmelo Anthony the whole game. Carmelo Anthony's not even playing. Like, what are we doing out here? And anyway, you ended up losing, and some of the Serbian players, they were crying on the court. Okay, I get it. They were real close. I don't blame them for crying, but I wonder how Bogdanovich feels right now. If I were Carmelo, I'd just be, hey, shut up next time. But you heard from LeBron. He talked about Steph Curry. 36 points. To open up the game, it's like Steph Curry knocking down threes. It's like, boom, here's 14 points. We only played like 5-6 minutes. That's what LeBron James had to say about this big game by Curry.
It was only a matter of time before you had one of these games. We could see it every day. He put too much work in not to have a game like this. And it was we went one any other way. And it was the perfect timing for Steph to come out and do what he did.
Steph Curry was 9 of 14 from 3. That's ridiculous. I don't care if it's the Olympics. I don't care if it's a regular season NBA game. I don't care if it's the NBA Finals. We've seen Steph Curry light up the scoreboard in any competition. He's a freak. He's a freak of nature, just like LeBron. This is what LeBron had to say about his own damn triple-double. 16 points, 10 assists, and 12 rebounds.
Whatever role did the team need me to play. I understand I got to do a little bit of everything. So, you know, Shep had it going offensively. Joel, like I said, chipped in. So it's my job to keep finding those guys, try to clean glass and sprinkle in a couple points from time to time.
It is crazy, man. He just makes no sense. The guy's about to be 40 years old. Today, there was no hair dye. He let all the gray show, and by the time we get to Saturday, maybe more of the dye will come out. I guess LeBron James is like Captain America. I mean, what am I expecting from him with the Los Angeles Lakers this year? Another 27-7-7? Can he do that again? He can, right?
He's showing no sign somehow of slowing down.
27-7. Oh my God.
He's unbelievable.
Instead of 27, he'll drop down to 25-7-7.
I'm still efficient shooting.
I know. He makes no sense. Last year, he had, I think, the best three-point shooting year of his entire career. It is wild how here we are at the Olympics, and the two oldest guys on Team USA, they're the ones, well, at least today, leading them to victory. It's LeBron James 1, and today it was Steph Curry 2. Joel Embiid decided to show up to work. We know every game that's not a given. And in the championship game on Saturday against France, where, by the way, France is playing on their home court. They knocked off Germany earlier today. This is going to be a great game. France is going to be cheering for their guys to win. They're going to be booing Victor Wembanyama at every chance and every opportunity. Or Joel Embiid, excuse me. And why the hell not? This is going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. France, they beat Germany earlier today, 73-69. Wembanyama had 11 points. Germany, led by Dennis Schroeder, had 18 points. Franz Wagner from the Magic had 10. And they will be competing for the bronze medal. Serbia and Germany, they can go ahead and figure out who picks up third place. Pretty amazing what we have here. Hickey, America's going to win, right? On French soil, they're going to win?
They better. One thing I'm a little worried about is the emotional letdown.
Oh, no.
Thursday night, right, you had this dramatic win. You're down by 17 at one point. Everyone, rightfully so, wrote you off that you're not going to win this game. You come back, win the game, incredible fourth quarter. Now you have about 48 hours, maybe even less than that, to rebound, get focused, and now play in what is going to be, like you said, a hostile environment as France goes for the gold. I'm a little worried. I know it's a little different because it's just one game, but what we saw with the Timberwolves after they beat the Nuggets, then you saw the emotional letdown against the Mavs. I hope it doesn't happen on Saturday. It did creep in my brain kind of seeing the reactions after the game from the Team USA players of they gave it their all. I hope they can refuel the tank 48 hours from now.
These are vets. I'm not worried about it.
No? Okay.
No, I am more worried, or I was more worried about today's game than I am about France.
Interesting.
I am. And that's just from a roster perspective. Nikola Jokic, we know he does everything on a basketball court. And so I was not surprised that they had a lead. Did I expect the USA to fight back? Yeah, I did. I don't know anybody who watched it and didn't think that they were going to go on a run. Whether or not they was going to win, that's something different. But I actually watched the game earlier this morning between France and Germany. And I'm looking at the guys who are playing. And no disrespect. And maybe I'm being a jerk. I don't think so. I don't know who a lot of these guys are. I know Nick Batum, Victor Wembanyama, and I saw Frank Ntilikina hit a big three, and I said to myself, come on now. I said, only in international competition can Frank Ntilikina, the last time I remember seeing him, he was languishing on the bench in Dallas. That's the last time I saw him. I don't even know if he's still in the NBA. Like, that's what it is. Rudy Gobert played 5 minutes today. Evan Fournier had 5 points on 1 of 6 shooting. Hickey, what am I worried about? Victor Wembanyama is good, but Victor Wembanyama is not going to beat the whole team. Evan Fournier will have to go off. Do you think Evan Fournier will carry them? You think so?
No, I do not. But I thought the same thing today. It's Nikola Jokic, great. Your boy Bogdanovic. Yeah. And then who else? Nobody.
Sure, but there's so much more of a direct impact that Jokic has on the entire game, which is why I think they were able to have a lead. I don't think at this stage of his career, Victor Wembanyama is there. And I think you have enough talented players on Team USA that I don't want to say you can neutralize him. I don't know. Victor Wembanyama may have 15 points, 17 points on Saturday and 8 blocks. I don't think that's enough unless Evan Fournier is the key. Like, I think Evan Fournier will have to wake up and just go, I hate everybody in the NBA. I hate the team. I hate the Bulls. I hate the Pistons. I hate the Knicks. I hate every team I play for. I hate the Magic. This is going to be my F you to all of you guys. Unless Evan Fournier has a huge game, I don't see France winning. And do I think Evan Fournier is going to have a huge game? The answer is no. Now, these other guys, I don't know who the hell they are. I don't know who this guy is. Cordonnier is 16 points. Okay, never heard of him. Yabusele is 17 points. Never heard of him. Okay, Nick Batum had 9 points. I know Nick Batum. He's been in the NBA for like 30 years. I am not all that concerned. Hickey, gold medal on Saturday, okay?
I like the confidence now. Do you think between now and then Draymond Green is going to find his way into getting a roster spot?
Oh, my God.
So he can, if anything else, torment Rudy Gobert from the bench?
No, I did see Draymond Green had some criticism for his own coach today on social media. Draymond Green tweeting out how sometimes you need to scrap the rotation. Hey, Draymond, I think Steve Kerr is okay without your input. Just pipe down a little bit. Congratulations, Team USA Basketball, knocking off Serbia, advancing to the gold medal game against France. They beat Serbia. A come-from-behind victory, the final score in a win, 95-91. France awaits on Saturday. It'll be a great atmosphere. I think it'll be a good game. I don't think it'll be a blowout, or maybe it will be. And Draymond Green, I'm sure, as Hickey said, he going to have something to say about anything because it's Draymond. He has to chime in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I get paid to talk. Draymond gets paid to talk, too, a whole hell of a lot more than me. He also gets paid a whole hell of a lot more than me to play basketball. He doesn't shut up. We come back from break. Unfortunately, I have to tell you about an Olympian today, an American. He's not known for shutting up. Today, he lost. And then he said he was sick. I'm talking about Noah Lyles. I'm going to tell you what happened with him as he attempted to win the 200 meter and failed, something he said he was not going to do. Does he have a valid excuse? We'll talk about it on the other side. We'll get into some NFL action as the league in whole is getting ready for preseason action starting tonight through the weekend. We just got a lot to do. Congratulations and happy Thursday. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on AutoTrader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on AutoTrader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. What a busy afternoon. As Ryan Hickey said, when it comes down to Americans and the Olympics and Team USA, congratulations as well to Sydney McLaughlin, because she was able to go out here this afternoon and she broke a world record in the 400 meter hurdles. And so we got some positive news there from an American on the track and field squad. Now I got to tell you the bad news. Noah Lyles. The man who I would say he won a gold medal. Let me say that first of all. This past Sunday, he won the 100-meter race. That's a big deal. Today, he attempted to run the 200-meter race. He failed. He got a bronze medal. Now that I got that out the way, a lot of people know him more so because of some of the comments he's made about the NBA. And I don't know if he was being flippant or funny. He certainly sounded like he was trying to be funny, or maybe he wasn't. I don't know. He's a very eccentric individual. He basically said, hey, you know, last year, while the Denver Nuggets calling themselves world champions and I'm a world champion, they don't compete against the world, they shouldn't call themselves world champions. And everybody had a fit. Technically, he's accurate, but it's a matter of, semantics. I mean, the best players in the world play in the NBA. It's semantics and marketing, a lot of marketing, the best team in the world. Okay, let's get it out the way. And so people have hung that over his head forever. That and the fact that he is not shy about saying anything. Now, we know if you're pretty outspoken, that doesn't necessarily make you endearing to a lot of people, depending on, you know, what your thoughts or opinions are, especially when they have to deal with you, yourself. Not coming across as all that humble. And I guess when you're on the top, why would you be? And so Noah Lyles, I want you to hear this. Sunday, after winning the 100-meter race, he told everybody sitting down at a press conference that he was going to win the 200-meter today. Listen.
Pretty confident. I can't lie. You know, Kenny definitely put up a fast time at trials, and that definitely woke me up. I was very proud of him, and, you know, he's definitely not going to take, you know, how he did here in the 100 lying down. He's going to say, you know, I'm going after it in the 200 because he knows he can go after it. But my job is to make sure that I'll just leave it there. I'll be winning.
Talk shit, man.
None of them is winning. When I come off the turn, they will be depressed.
Oh, wow. Okay. That was on Sunday. Today, he was announced last to go ahead and hit the blocks. He came out jumping and flying around and had a lot of energy. And then by the time they got to the race, he ended up third. He looked gassed at the end. He ran out of gas without a shadow of a doubt. A gentleman by the name of Tobogo ended up winning, representing Botswana. He ended up third. Another American, Bednarik, ended up second. That's a whole lot of talking to end up in third place. He immediately hit the ground, sat down, got up, asked for water, sat down again, needed to be tended to, put on a mask, and then was sitting in a wheelchair. Hickey was reminiscent of Paul Pierce, but I didn't want to tweet that because people would lose their minds.
Oh, jeez. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, it looked like Paul Pierce in the playoffs. And then he got an interview. Then he was interviewed, I should say. And then we found out he has COVID. You heard me right. This is not the year 2020. This is not 2021. Yeah, there's still COVID. People still get COVID. He said he has COVID. He said he tested positive for COVID on Tuesday. This is what he said after the race on NBC about how the COVID diagnosis screwed him up when it came down to the race.
I woke up early about 5 a.m. on Tuesday morning, and I just was feeling really horrible, and I knew it was more than just being sore from the 100, you know. Woke up the doctors, and we tested, and unfortunately it came up that I was positive for COVID. And, you know, my first thought was not to panic. You know, thinking, you know, I've been in worse situations. You know, I've run with, you know, worse conditions, I felt. And we just took it day by day, trying to hydrate as much, quarantined off. And I definitely say that it's taken its toll for sure, but I've never been more proud of myself for being able to come out here and getting a bronze medal, where last Olympics I was very disappointed, and this time I couldn't be more proud.
He walked away with a 100 in gold. He walked away with the bronze today. He found out he was sick on Tuesday. Immediately they sent him to another hotel away from everybody. He didn't want to share it with anyone because he did not want to give his competitors an edge or alert them or kind of worry them as to his health and his condition. I guess maybe they're a little bothered by it now after the fact, maybe. The wild stuff. And just in case you were thinking about it, this Olympics, there are no COVID protocols. There are no COVID protocols. There's no COVID testing. If an athlete competes, doesn't compete, that is at the discretion of the athlete and the Olympic committee of that country. And so it's every man and woman for him and herself here in the Olympics. There are no COVID protocols. No allows continued on. And he was asked, did you think about dropping out of the race? Listen to his response.
No. No, I didn't. I was just saying we were just going to try and quarantine as much as possible, stay away, not trying to, you know, pass it off, and just, to be honest, give it my all. If I wasn't to make it, then somebody would have definitely taken my spot, and that would have been my sign that I, you know, didn't deserve to be in the final.
Now, there's still an opportunity for him to participate in the relay, which will take place tomorrow. No guarantee that he will. If I'm him, I'm out. I'm done. I'm finished. And it kind of, the COVID diagnosis blunts a lot of his words. It really does. Because he lost the race. He ended up with bronze, and then he just, I got COVID. You know, and everybody go, oh, he has COVID. He can't breathe. He got asthma the other day, or he has asthma. Now he has COVID. And the guy was just cooked at the end of the race. Now, if he would have just lost, I would have taken a hardcore position of just shut up next time. And God bless him for, I'm sure he's making tons of money off of his fame, a lot of it coming off the backs of his comments on NBA players. And he's making money on just being himself. So good on that. But it's one thing to do as much talking as he has. And yeah, he won the 100. Yeah, he lost today. But being diagnosed with COVID just takes some of the air out of the balloon in regards to, hey, next time just shut up and run the race. Hickey, how do you feel about this, man? Because at first it's like, man, shut up next time. And now it's like, oh, he got COVID. Just give him a slight pass.
That's it. Like, I give him credit for trying. And again, like, I don't want to, it's tough. I don't want to sit here and try to, one, poo-poo a bronze medal. Still very impressive. But at the same time, also, you know, have him not answer for the words and the confidence we just heard him, you know, talk about a few days ago and saying that he's going to win. So you do want to be accountable and be held to those words. If you're going to say them, back it up. I guess where I come down is he got COVID. I'll give him a pass. I feel great about it, but yeah, I mean, we saw him collapse on the ground. Like, I just can't sit here and be like, oh, you lied or you didn't follow through on what you said. I will give him a pass.
And here's the thing. I mean, outside of world championships, we won't see this guy again really for another 4 years.
Right.
You know, so it's just like, oh, okay, whatever. And how about these comments from the man who actually won the race representing Botswana? Letsile Tobogo. He said, I can't be the face of track and field because I'm not an arrogant or loud person like Noah. Come on now.
Damn.
That's what he said. Isn't that how things work, though, right? And I'm not an arrogant or loud person. I can't be the face. He just won a 200 meter. Damn. Marco Belletti, what are your thoughts, man? I mean, the guy did all that yapping about winning, and then he ended up with bronze, and then it's like, oh, he's sick. He has COVID.
No excuses, and I shouldn't have known that you have COVID. Take it. Wear it. Look, if you want to talk, that's fine. I got no problem with people talking. You want to talk, that's fine. When you lose, when you don't back it up, wear it. That's my only thing. You can't have it both ways. I don't want to hear about anything. I don't want to hear about a blister on your foot. I don't want to hear about COVID. I don't want to hear it. You want to talk? Great. When you don't win, you better stand up there and tell you, I lost, and leave it at that.
We would have found out. It would have come out.
And that's fine if it would have came out 3 months from now. That, to me, is an excuse. The second the race is over, it's the first words out of his mouth. That's an excuse. I don't want to hear it.
That's fair. It's fair. That's fair. I can appreciate the honesty, though. Here's how I feel. I wish he would have shut up from a long time ago. Okay? Like, why are you beating up on the Denver Nuggets for world champion? Like, it has nothing to do with you. And he's welcome just like every other human who has access to a microphone or a cell phone or X or Twitter or Facebook. He's entitled to his opinion just like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But as Tobogo, who just won the gold in the 200 meter, just said, hey, I can't be the face because I'm not loud and arrogant like that guy. Like, I don't want to say that this is how a lot of people, you know, look at Americans, but it's factual. Like, let's put it this way. Usain Bolt was the last dude to go out and win the 100 and the 200. He did it three times, 08, 2012, 2016. Usain Bolt, I would say, is one of the most likable athletes that we've seen over the past, you know, 10, 20, 15 years. Because he didn't do anything. He went out and he raced. He didn't say anything. He had fun. He partied. And he never was boastful, like, about what he was doing. And he's literally the world's fastest man that we've ever seen. And he's just a happy-go-lucky guy. He's likable. And maybe Noah Lyles doesn't give a damn. I don't think he's likable.
He's not. And again, everybody's got their own personality. So I'm not going to get on him too much in the idea of, look, if you're loud and you want to talk, that's not my way.
Then win.
That's the thing. But I don't want to. And more importantly, not only win, if you don't, I just don't want to hear it. I'm sure we would have heard about COVID if he did win, and it would have been, I overcame. It's I. When that's the case, then when it doesn't work out, you better stand there and give me no excuses and just say, I didn't come through. To me, it's double. And that's where, if you're going to talk a lot, I have a very thin line for when you double talk and the hypocrisy. To me, that's hypocritical. You're going to tell me about a sickness? You wouldn't have told me that if you won. You would have said how great I was to be able to overcome it. But you wouldn't have blamed it on that. So I don't want to hear it. I really don't.
Well, He did tweet out to Tobogo. He said, congratulations. I know you've had a very rough year off the track, and despite that, you overcame it all. Tobogo from Botswana lost his mom earlier this year. There was no further mention by Noah Lyles about his condition or COVID or what have you. But we do know after he won the 100 meter on Sunday, he did share that what I would say is an inspirational message to the world about how he has asthma, allergies, dyslexia, ADD, anxiety, depression. And, you know, don't let what you have define what you can become. Why not you? And today, as Marco and I said, and Hickey, he told everybody he had COVID. Hey, what can you do? I guess we'll see him in in 4 years unless he's running the relay tomorrow, which why would you? I don't know. Why the hell would you? We'll see what happens with Noah Lyles. Maybe he'll give us some NBA thoughts, or maybe he'll tell us about the World Series in a few months. I have no idea. Congratulations on the gold, though. That is something to be proud of. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, unfortunately, I got to tell you about a team that's losing. They've done a whole lot of losing, so much so they have no manager. Well, they fired him. I'm going to tell you about the White Sox on the other side. We're going to get into some NFL preseason action.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Christy Pierce-Rampone here, former member of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team, three-time gold medalist, and two-time World Cup champion. I'm mom to two teenage girls and a dog mom, too. All four of them need lots of stuff, and we always need it fast. And that's why we use Amazon Prime. When our favorite leash broke, I went right to Prime, and with one click, I ordered it again. Not to mention all the great streaming shows I watch with family. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever you're into. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. At the top of the hour, I can't wait. I can't believe it's here. We got NFL preseason action. And none of that Hall of Fame game stuff. We actually got two games that are going to take place tonight. Carolina is taking on the New England Patriots. And then we also have the New York Giants and the Detroit Lions, which at this point in time, I guess they're sick of punching each other in the face. Their backups can just do it on the football field. And there's some other news throughout the NFL that we'll discuss at the top of the hour. And as it stands today, right now, this minute, this second, unless something has changed in the last, I don't know, 10 seconds, Brandon Ayuk is still a member of the San Francisco 49ers. That has yet to change. Nothing wrong there. Nothing wrong there. Speaking of wrong, Hickey, we had this whole damn conversation last night about when the White Sox would dump their manager. When the White Sox were going to say to Pedro Grifol, beat it. We thought about whether it was going to be the last game of the season, after the last game, whether or not he'd be able to take the plane home. Ironically, hours later. And you shared this with us this morning. They fired him today. And the statement that they put out is absolutely hilarious. The Chicago White Sox, I'm going to tell you about part of the statement. Because never have I seen an awful team dismiss the manager and then tell you that, yes, we're awful. The White Sox, this is what they said in their own statement. The Chicago White Sox today announced that Pedro Grifol has been dismissed as the club's manager. As we all recognize, our team's performance this season has been disappointing on many levels, said Chris Getz, the senior VP GM. Despite the on-field struggles, lack of success, we appreciate the effort, blah, blah, blah. These two seasons have been very challenging. Unfortunately, the results were not there. A change is necessary. And then after this, the verbal statement, the White Sox, I guess they need to back up the fact that they stink and they fired him. They say Grifol, who was hired on November 3rd, 2022, led the White Sox to an 89-190 record over one-plus seasons at the helm, including a 28-89 record in 2024. Who does that? Hickey, is that not unusual? Am I bugging?
No, you're right. Like, it's weird because this was the most justifiable fire maybe in history, just with how bad they've been. The only question is, why did it take so long? But here they are. It's like almost like, yeah, we're going to fire him, but before you come at us, here's why. It's not our fault. It's his fault. It is, I mean, a poorly run organization, right, showing why they are so poorly run.
It is nuts to fire somebody and then say, here's his record. Like, we all know the record. Typically, you put out a statement, you fire somebody, and this is from the team. This is from internally. Like, Jerry Reinsdorf, I guess it was him. The buck, I guess, assume it stops with him. Pretty much said, no, let's hang these losses around his neck. Put it in the press release. You fire a guy. You thank him for the service. We're letting him go. We're going in a different direction. Thank you for your service and time while you were here. And that's it. You don't then put your pathetic record. Teams do not highlight how ass they are. The Chicago White Sox did so in order to kind of put the blame on him. And by the way, they hired Grady Sizemore, which I had to go, wait a minute. Last time I heard of Grady Sizemore, he was patrolling center field. Well, he was hurt, but he was out there, you know, as an all-star and gold glover for at the Cleveland, which is now the Guardians. And I'm just like, Grady Sizemore's taking over? Good luck to him. The general manager, Chris Getz, it didn't stop at that stupid statement that the White Sox put out. He spoke to the media, and he talked about, as we don't know the reason why, he talked about why he fired Pedro Grifol now.
You know, it takes a really thorough process to make decisions like these. You know, a major league roster is a reflection of, you know, upwards to 5 years of work. So when you've got a manager that's just in year two, you want to make sure that, you know, you're making the right decision. And as time went on and you know, we were learning more about what the needs are of this organization and where the direction we want to head, it became clearer and clearer that it was time for a change.
Oh, my God. It's been reported that they are looking for a manager externally. This is going to be something that will take them into the offseason. They reportedly will look at anyone who you don't have to have major league experience. I'm like, if based on how bad they are, I think you would want to have somebody with major league experience. If the White Sox didn't tell you how bad they have been, I'll tell you again. They have a record of 28-89. 2 days ago, they tied the American League record for a losing streak with 21 straight games. This is the longest since 1988 when the Orioles did it. It took them yesterday to finally win a game in a doubleheader, and then they lost right after. Last year, they had a record of 61-101. They're on their, well, damn it, they're on pace. They are 11 losses away, and they will get there real soon. Maybe, yeah, before the month is up, they'll get there. They're on their way to another 100-loss season. How are you out here losing 100 games in consecutive seasons? Hickey, how much you think a ticket costs to see the White Sox right now?
I mean, anything more than a dollar is overspending.
White Sox tickets, let's see right now. A dollar?
There has to be. I mean, no, the Cubs, I think, right, are they in town? I don't know if they're home or away this weekend, so that could jack it up.
The Cubs are going to be visiting them. And so I guess outside of this, this will be a discount for all the Cubs fans if they can get in there. But when the White Sox...
They should have no problem.
What? So, who should have no problem?
Cubs fans getting in the building.
Oh, no, they shouldn't. Let's see. Oh, okay, Friday, a cheap ticket. $61. It's fireworks night, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Okay. Man, these baseball prices are nothing. Chicago White Sox at the Giants, $18 to get in. Oh, here we go. Friday, August 23rd, Detroit Tigers at White Sox, $6. $8. You can get in Sunday, August 25th, $4. Monday, $1.
There it is.
Hey, Monday, August 26th, you can see the Tigers at the White Sox. You can get in for $1. You can sit behind Hickey. You can sit behind home plate for $60, man.
That's a nice deal.
Let's go to Chicago. You ready? Let's take a day off. Watch
some
them
deep
lose.
Dish and bad baseball.
I know. Let's sign up. Maybe they'll let us manage.
Oh, I'm in now even more.
And speaking of Detroit, let's talk about the good team from Detroit on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network. $1 to see the Sox. $1.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on Auto Trader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar powered, eco friendly, vegan leather wrapped, aromatherapy scented, disco ball equipped self driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on Auto Trader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars, and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Christy Pierce-Rampone here, former member of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team, three-time gold medalist, two-time World Cup champion, and part of the 99 team that won the Women's World Cup, igniting passion for soccer everywhere. I'm mom to two teenage girls, and quality time together is prime time. We love to cook, and I have an obsession, a healthy one, of course, with cooking utensils. Where do I turn? Amazon Prime, to get them fast. And when they arrive, where do I turn? To Prime, to stream the best cooking shows. And then, for dessert, what do? The Rampone Team streams. Each of us gets to be the captain and pick the show. Right now, we're all over British TV, part of a Prime subscription. I think a trip to the UK is in the future, and of course, we'll get all we need for that trip. From workout clothes to raincoats, from plaids to luggage, from travel guides to umbrellas, from streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever you're into. That's amazon.com/prime.